Greetings. This morning, this is Levi Stalsfus. I'd like to continue on Matthew 6, on the Lord's Prayer. Yesterday, we touched briefly on our Father which art in heaven, and we touched on why he is our Father, because it is through Jesus Christ that we have been redeemed, and now we can call him Father. The Old Testament, they did not pray, our Father which is in heaven. They prayed, our God, Lord. They used those terms. But now, since the Lord Jesus Christ has died and risen again, we now can call him our Father. So we'll look at verse 9. Hallowed be thy name. The Lord wants us to lift up his name. The word hallowed, it means to separate from profane things and dedicate to God. So when we pray to God, we need to recognize that we are praying to someone that is holy. When we lift up his name, we think of God. He is our all. It means to render or to acknowledge. It says, hallowed be thy name. We're acknowledging he is holy. He is God. I once saw on a semi-truck, actually a semi-trailer, it said, he is my Lord, not a swear word. We hear that so many times. Oh my God. That's a complete different statement than what we want to use. We want to use him as, oh my God, you are holy, you are our all in all. Hallowed be thy name. Let us not use the word's name in vain, just as a expression. In Malachi, it's a very interesting, in Malachi chapter 2, the Lord is coming for the prophet Malachi, and he is laying out some of his grievances that he has against the people of that time. And one of them, in chapter 2, verse 2, it says, if you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessing. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. That is how serious it is that we lift up the name of God. Hallowed be his name. It is holy. So when we pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let us recognize who we are coming to. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 7, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. In vain means, it means emptiness, vanity, worthlessness. And I had to ask myself as I was preparing for this, when I come before God and I say, our Father, my Father, which is in heaven, am I doing it with an attitude of reverence? When I say the word God, is there something within me that trembles? Or is it just a statement of, oh, he's my God. Yes, I've been redeemed. But rather, let it be something that we create as it has worth to it. When we talk about the word worship, it means worth. It means, what is it worth to us? It is worth much, so we worship it. God wants us to lift up his name. When we come before him, he wants his name to be hallowed. So let's think about this today as we go about our day. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are worthy, Lord, of all. We bless you in the name of Jesus.